Hello and welcome to another broadcast from Into Infinity, where we're talking about the Pi solution, the Riemann hypothesis, and many of the other things that we're coming out with as well. So today I'd like to take the opportunity to talk about base infinity, partly because when I said base infinity, a lot of people got a little bit confused. You know, what do I mean by base infinity? Is there such a thing? To say is there such a thing is a little bit of a strange thing, because it is what you are experiencing every day. Every day you are experiencing base infinity in terms of what we call the reality construct. Let me put it like this. If you take a leaf from one tree and compare it to a leaf from the same tree, you will find that those leaves will be completely different. At the same time, you're able to take the leaf from another tree completely and you will never find a leaf that is identical. Yet you can say that some of those leaves give you a sort of structure that allows you to identify, yeah, it's a leaf. And so what we're really looking at then is like, how close to the infinite does it need to get until it becomes apparent that it is a leaf? So let's take the example. Let's say I was a really blurry-eyed and I took this leaf and I can't see it very well and it just looks like a blurry blob. But as I bring the leaf, if I'm able to sort of heal my eyes or put my glasses on, let's say now the leaf takes on more fine detail. I've actually managed to look closer at the leaf. And the closer I look at the leaf, the more unique it appears. Yet, when I go down and pass the surface boundary and I get down to the atomic level, which is the fourth dimensional level, suddenly it all just dissolves and it's all just a bunch of number code arranged in a kind of geometric pattern, yeah? Which is what the atom kind of is. So what the atom really is the geometric code, isn't it, of the universe, and how we experience it is that infinity of number, base infinity. Now what happens is we tend to sort of look at this infinite stuff and we are able to draw out of that infinite stuff units of things. So we can say, hey, that's a thing there, because we are able to compare infinities that look similar. And we can do that as a collective. That means that the nature of the infinite number space is not something which is just unique to myself. It's a shared experience. It's what we call reality. You could imagine reality as being based on the infinities of the whole number sets, whereas when we get the fractional sets, what we're really looking at there is something completely different. We're looking at numbers that don't make sense. They're completely don't have any origin, if you like, yeah. And we're still not sure how many numbers there are that don't have any origin, but we can assume that there are some, because actually we know that we have a structure of numbers within an infinite set, and where there's a structure, there's an unstructure. So we know that there are things that aren't in that structure, but because we don't really have a complete map of all infinite structures of all infinite numbers up through infinite dimension, we are still working on fourth dimension, for example, then actually numbers beyond those dimensions start to get more complicated, particularly as you move into higher dimensional space, because the laws of numbers start to change dramatically. So working in base infinity then is actually easier than actually working in base 10 sometimes, because you do it so naturally every day. And then we don't need to count anything, we just need to know it is. That's the kind of way it is. And so whilst fourth dimensional mathematics might seem a little bit complicated at first, maybe there's some different ways of thinking about things, that's true. But actually, at its essence, it's really tapping into to how you are actually seeing and perceiving the world, rather than as a numerical space. It's actually the space you're seeing in front of your eyes. And so what we're saying is that there is a structure to space, and that numerical structure is hidden in such a way that actually everything just appears to be uniform. Let's take things like gravity, for example. Gravity is a uniform field. We know that. We don't know where it is. It's hidden somewhere within a numerical space, you could say, where algebra has no effect. But what we say is that by looking at the real numbers underneath, the stuff that makes the function, that produces, you know, these numbers that we do the mathematics with, we can take a step down underneath the mathematic and perform then still mathematical functions, but on numbers that are already reached an infinite. I have already been sort of a collection of an infinite set of all numbers that have devolved into that one number. And that's one of the things that we're talking about when we talk about working in base infinity. What we're saying is that each one of these is not just a number, it's an infinite. Yeah, so the number 7 has an infinite version of itself, where we can change the number, and it will degrade into that same number, and any number that you put in from 0 to infinity will still produce that same number, but when you go into the negatives, or when you go into the reciprocals, things start to change. Yeah, you just get a on-off with the negatives, but when you go into the reciprocal space, it suddenly explodes, and you're full of these crazy numbers that you don't know what to do with. But actually, that's part of the excitement of this mathematic, is that, you know, lots of crazy stuff starts happening. There is a structure to the order. Actually, it's not as complicated as you might think. It just appears a bit strange at first. It's actually to do with fractions and adding fractions to wholes. But it's not so complicated. But then we can also change the algorithms, and that's when it gets more complicated, because infinite algorithms, you can see in mathematics, there's lots of them. But what we have to look at then is the most simple ones, and what do they do, and then try and make what we use, the theory of effort, to try and work out how, in what order do these algorithms, what order can they appear? Because if it starts with division, that's the first algorithm. And so once you've got something divided, you've already gone through that process, and then what happens after that? You know, well, we can add one, we can minus one, yeah? So we can do that, yeah? So that's where we came up with the foundations of infinite mathematics, which is like, divide plus one, yeah? And from that, you know, we can start to do other things. We haven't gone into squaring too much, but that squares the zero, creates the pi. We can go 0 to the power of 3 is not a cube, it's actually a cross in space, a three-dimensional cross in infinite number space. That's what 0 to the power of 3 is. And it's represented on the 2D plane as the hexagonals. So actually, you know, fourth-dimensional maths isn't so complicated, and it's actually easier than a lot of other mathematics, because we often use geometry just to express it. So although there's a lot of complicated mathematics when it comes down to the maths of infinity side of things, which seems quite complex, but when you actually, if you step out of the number zone, you know, the expression in geometry becomes something quite simple quite a lot of the time, you know. And so actually this becomes a very simple to understand kind of mathematic. However, there is complexity underneath, as with all things. It depends how deep you want to go. And base infinity does imply that actually, we're trying to we just have to work out the correction for the number line. But once we've done that, then we can be assured of what those true values are at base infinity. So we've done a lot of work on the pi, just to unscramble the infinity at the end. And that's given us a nice solution, hasn't it? Which is a root 3 solution, which we need for the 0 to the power of 3. We call that the time circle. And then we have the root two, the e-solution, which we decoded with the root 2, and which shows us the number 25, which 25 will devolve into pi. And so we have the golden ratio. So 25 devolves into the golden ratio. It's the what we call the end of the golden ratio numbers. They go from 5 up to 25, 5, 10, 15, 20, and the 25 is the end of the fifth time scale. So that's a pi of time, and then we've got the square root of 3, which is like it's kind of also the a little bit like a time frame, you could say, yeah. It's a collection of the e's, yeah. So then we have the circle of space, if you like, as well. But we'll get into more of that sort of stuff once we get into the fourth dimensional mathematics of time space. But anyway. So thinking in base infinity is not as difficult as you might think. Just to imagine, all of the trees there are different. They've all got, every person looks different. Yeah, you can identify them as who they are when you know them. Hey, that's John, da da da. So you can always identify an infinite number of faces. So that's not a problem. Your mind was made to absorb this space system, infinity. And really, the other thing is you don't need a large calculator to do a lot of the equations to start to begin to understand stuff. A lot of it is actually laid down in very simple numbers. We actually have a system of number from 1 to 9, which actually You know, you can explain much of the universal phenomena, including quantum gravity solution. So actually, it's very easy once you get into it. So don't get put off by the fact that there's base infinity sounds a little bit obtrusive at first, but once you get into the idea that you're experiencing it every day and it can be expressed perfectly with a drawing compass, then you can understand that mathematics and art do in fact come together. Anyway, that's a little bit on base infinity for now. And any other questions, do feel free to ask us and we'll see if we can answer them as soon as we can. Thank you very much. My name is Colin Power. This has been Into Infinity, broadcasting the Pi solution, and we're talking today about base infinity. Thank you very much.